This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The national unemployment rate in this country, as we learned last Thursday, is 6.1%. Buried deep in that data, though, was this little tidbit. For older workers, say 45 to 55, that's the Bureau of Labor Statistics making that determination, it is 4.2%. Amazingly low. But with the good news always comes bad, as you know. Older workers are also among the most at risk in today's job market, because when they lose their jobs or try to get one after being out of work, things don't go so well. More than half of those workers qualify as long-term unemployed, a higher rate than any other age group. And even when they get and keep jobs, there is no small amount of age-induced anxiety, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Hey, kids, where can we find more younger, techier workers than probably anywhere else in America?
Hi, I'm Jason. I'm a concierge at one of our Apple retail stores.
Yep, the Apple store. That's fresh-faced young Jason in an Apple promotional video. Of course, not everyone working at the Apple store is 20 or 30-something, though.
I needed to get cracking and pull some money in, and it seemed like a cool place to work anyway.
This is L.D. Kirschenbaum. She's in her early 50s. After a divorce left her short of cash a few years ago, she got a job at a San Francisco Apple store. She'd worked as a journalist, launched a mobile news app. Still, she didn't have much cred at her age.
You know, you're sort of judged on your cool factor. How clever are you with social media? Do you take pictures of your lattes, you know?
Since then, Kirschenbaum's gone on to be an independent consultant on mobile marketing, working with developers half her age.
There's definitely younger coworkers that assume that everybody's uncool unless proven otherwise. I have had colleagues who are my age. They're very, very self-conscious about showing themselves to be as young as possible. And they wear jeans every day, and they'll never be caught dead wearing a wristwatch.
It's particularly tough when job hunting. Ofer Sharon at MIT's management school says these workers carry a stigma. HR managers can easily tell how old someone is and how old they look from LinkedIn. And here's what those managers might think.
Will the worker stick around? Maybe they want to retire. Maybe they're not as energetic. Maybe they won't work as many hours. Maybe they're not as technologically savvy.
The irony of these assumptions, says Sharon,
none of these have any basis in data, so completely contrary to the stereotype. They stick around with their employer longer than younger workers.
Plus, older workers are good mentors and come with networks of contact. Sharon says what they often need to keep their jobs, to not be pushed out by someone younger, is skills training. AARP and community colleges both offer this. And for job hunting, career coaching and peer groups.
To realize that I see other very competent, talented people also not getting a job. And this lessens the fear that something is wrong with me, the degree of self-blame.
In Portland, Oregon, a career counselor leads a program for job seekers 55 and older at the local community college.
There's some great places to look for works with age-friendly employers who seek your talents and experience. And
Lauren Botney has attended these classes to get help with interviews and resumes. She's 58, a lawyer by training, also ran a family business. She's trying to get back to full-time work after raising two kids on her own.
Back in the old days, and I hesitate, I've been told to be careful using that phrase, but of my generation, once you started to have the gray hair, you were considered to be the sage expert in your field.
Not anymore.
I think that sometimes there is a feeling among many people in the workplace that people of my vintage don't understand anything about computers, and therefore we're too slow or we're doddering.
She's trying to neutralize that, getting a digital marketing certificate to add to her LinkedIn profile.
And the one advantage that my age and experience brings is I usually can do it much faster than a newbie. And I should be able to. I'm better at knowing what the right questions are. That's something that comes with time, experience, and maybe a touch of intuition.
What her intuition also tells her, age discrimination in hiring is real. And it might be a long, hard slog before, at age almost 60, she lands the job of her dreams. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.